afternoon.
Thanks, Matt. And now it's time for the shipping forecast, issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Sunday the 13th of July. The general synopsis at midnight. Low west Seoul 1007, expected just west of Rockall 1000 by midnight tonight. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Utsira, variable 2 to 4, showers, good, occasionally poor. South Utsira, variable 3 or less until later in north, otherwise easterly or northeasterly 3 to 5, showers, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally moderate. 40s Cromarty, 4th Tyne Dogger, variable at first in Cromarty, otherwise north or northeast 2 to 4, veering east 3 to 5, showers, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Fisher German Bight, northeast 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less later in German Bight, thundery showers, good, occasionally moderate. Humber Thames Dover, northeast becoming variable 2 to 4, becoming southwest 4 to 6 later in Dover, showers, moderate or good. White Portland Plymouth, east or northeast 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, then southwest 4 to 6 later, fair then thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Biscay, cyclonic 2 to 4, becoming west 3 to 5, thundery showers, good, occasionally moderate. Fitzroy, Seoul, cyclonic, becoming mainly westerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in West Seoul and 3 elsewhere, thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, east or southeast 3 to 5, veering south or southwest 4 to 6 in Lundy and Fastnet, and later also in Irish Sea, showers developing, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally poor later. Shannon, Rockall, cyclonic 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in South Shannon and 3 elsewhere, thundery showers, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Malin, Hebrides, east or southeast 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in Malin, fair then thundery showers, good, occasionally poor later. Bailey, variable 2 to 4, becoming east or northeast 4 or 5, thundery showers, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Fair Isle, Faroes, east or southeast, backing northeast for a time 3 to 5, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Southeast Iceland, southerly backing northeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 2 at first, occasional rain, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Now the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, southeast 4, 32 miles, 1014, falling slowly. Stornoway, north-northeast 1, 19 miles, 1015, falling slowly. Lerwick, northeast by north 3, more than 38 miles, 1020, falling slowly. Lucas, calm, fog, 100 metres, 1018, falling slowly. Bridlington, north by west 3, 1015, falling slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, north, northeast 3, 11 miles, 1013. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, northeast 4, 5 miles, 1012. Jersey, east, northeast 3, 11 miles, 1011, falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, east, northeast 4, 5 miles, 1012. Scilly Automatic, east by north 4, 6 miles, 1011, falling. Valentia, southeast 1, 22 miles, 1009, falling slowly. Ronaldsway, northeast by east 4, 16 miles, 1015, falling slowly. Malin Head, east northeast 4, 22 miles, 1013, falling slowly. Now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours. The general situation, a ridge of high pressure will maintain settled conditions across the United Kingdom at first today, albeit with some fog patches in the northeast. However, as the day goes on, an Atlantic front will move towards western and southwestern areas, bringing rain or showers here later. Cape Wrath to Rushery Head, including Orkney. Easterly or northeasterly, veering southeasterly later, 2 to 4, occasionally 5 in north. Fog patches except in northwest. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor except in northwest. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, north or northeast 2 to 4, veering east 3 or 4 later. Fog patches until later, moderate or good, occasionally very poor until later. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, north or northwest 2 to 4, veering northeast 3 or 4, then veering southeast later. Fog patches until later. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor until later. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, north or northeast, veering southeast later, 2 to 4. Showers, fog patches for a time. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, northerly or northeasterly, veering southerly or southeasterly later, 2 to 4. Fair, then showers. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. North Foreland to Selsey Bill, easterly or northeasterly, becoming variable 2 to 4, becoming southwesterly 4 to 6 later. Showers later, moderate or good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, east or northeast, veering southeast 2 to 4, veering southwest 4 to 6 later. Showers later, moderate or good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. East or northeast 3 to 5, veering south or southeast 2 to 4, then west or southwest 4 to 6 later. Showers later, good, occasionally moderate. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. East 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, then south or southwest 4 to 6 later. Showers later, good, occasionally moderate later. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Easterly, 3 or 4, occasionally 5 in north, becoming variable 2 to 4, then southwesterly 3 to 5 later. Showers later, good, occasionally moderate later. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. East or northeast 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less, then cyclonic 3 to 5 later. Showers later, perhaps thundery in north. Good, occasionally moderate later. Isle of Man, east or northeast 2 to 4, occasionally 5 at first, veering south or southeast 3 to 5 later. Showers later, good, occasionally moderate later. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Lock, east or southeast 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time. Showers later, perhaps thundery. Good, occasionally moderate later. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Easterly or northeasterly, 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less, then easterly or southeasterly, 3 to 5 later. Showers later, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally moderate later. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, east or southeast, 3 to 5, occasionally variable 2 at first, increasing 6 at times later. Showers later, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally moderate later. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, variable 2 to 4 until later except in far north, otherwise easterly 3 to 5, mainly fair, good. And Shetland Isles, northeast 3 or 4 becoming variable 3 or less, then south or southeast 2 to 4 later. Fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. And that completes our shipping bulletin. Now it's time for Bells on Sunday, which this week come from St Mary's Church in Prescott, Merseyside. The circular shape of the churchyard suggests that a church was on the site before the Norman Conquest, and parts of the existing fabric date from the 14th century. There are 8 bells originally cast by the Mears Foundry of Whitechapel in 1845. However, in 2011, the 6th bell cracked and was replaced with a similarly aged redundant bell. The tenor bell weighs 13¼ hundredweight and is tuned to the note of E. We now hear them ringing Cambridge Surprise Major. Those were the bells of St Mary's Church in Prescott, Merseyside. And now it's time for In Touch with Peter White.
Hello. The latest children's TV show to put visual impairment at the forefront and with an emphasis on sound and music. But first, the government has published their 10-year plan for the NHS in England following a public consultation. It promises to make the NHS fit for the future by focusing on three core areas: hospital to community, analogue to digital, and sickness to prevention. But how might it apply to eye care in particular? Well, joining me is Adam Sampson, who's Chief Executive of the Association of Optometrists and who's